106.5 The Buzz, nonstop rock, all request, Buzz Lunch, Survivor, and Eye of the Tiger. Now, why Survivor, you ask? Why Eye of the Tiger? Because we actually have a guest, which means everybody be nice, all right? We have a guest dropping by. Kelly here from Meals on Wheels. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, yeah, you see, we let you pick out music if you bring us food. That's kind of how that works out, you know? And you brought food. You brought delicious soup because Love Bowls is this weekend.
Love Bowls is indeed this weekend. It's a big deal, too. This is our 14th year of holding Love Bowls. In case other people haven't been there, it's a soup extravaganza this coming Sunday at South High in Sheboygan from 10 to 3. You show up at South High, you pay $20 a person to get in, you get a gorgeous bowl or plate, and then you get to eat wonderful soups for 5 hours.
See, now that's different. You have plates this year now.
We have plates as well as bowls because after 13 years, people had a lot of bowls in their house. I personally had 86 bowls in my house, and I, you know, at this point, I can build a building out of bowls. So we've integrated Talavera salad plates into the mix as well. You can choose one or the other.
All right, so now don't put the soup on the plate. That doesn't necessarily...
No, you can. You can put soup on the plate.
I see, but yes. It has to go in the bowl, then the bowl goes on the plate.
Preferably, but we have cookies and cheese and stuff. You can put that on the plate.
All right, so the plates are indeed usable. Now, I've always kind of wondered, where exactly do the bowls come from? Because I've heard many different tales.
Well, when we first started Love Bowls, we used to make the bowls, which... you know, they were really cool, and then we were no longer allowed to do that. So these particular bowls come from Talavera Castillo in Mexico. We have two volunteers who live in Sheboygan half the year, and the rest of the year they live in Mexico next to Talavera Castillo, which is fabulous. It's a great, great business. It's reasonably run. It's well run, actually. There are no labor kind of issues that we have to be concerned about. It's a nice family running this place.
All right. And they wind up being cool looking bowls, too. Dishwasher safe and all that. And all right, let's get to the important part. How many soups do we got coming this year for Love Bowls?
At this point, we have 77, but every other year, we've always had a few surprises show up, so we'll see.
Oh, surprise soup. I like it.
Surprise soup. Somebody decides they've been making soup, and they just loved it so much, they started making a couple extras for us.
Now, if any of the businesses out there are listening and decided, hey, we have extra soup, we'd like to.
Please not. Oh. Actually, you know, just we don't just drive around snarking up soup wherever we can. It's a fairly involved process. We work closely with the health department, and they work with the restaurants as well, making sure we're doing all of the temp testing and all the things we need to make sure that not only are you enjoying the soup, but you continue to enjoy the day.
Oh, all right, all right. So anybody new this year added to the soup mixture, as it were?
Huh, that's an excellent question. Well, a lot of places changed around. I mean, we have the Black Pig now, and we have the Blind Horse, and things that had been there but are different names now. I think the soup I'm most proud of, not surprisingly, are the Meals on Wheels soups, really. You got to try the gumbo today.
Yeah,
did you like it?
I asked, where did that come from? And I was expecting some form of high-end restaurant. That's from the Meals on Wheels kitchen.
Yes, and the high-end chefs at Meals on Wheels.
I'm kind of amazed. And okay, how do I go about signing myself up for Meals on Wheels?
Well, you have to have an inability to obtain or prepare the correct nutritional meals.
Well, I mean, technically, you could make the argument. I mean, I think I had saltine crackers for dinner last night. Day before payday.
You know, you could try and make the argument with me. You wouldn't get very far, but...
All right. Should somebody know somebody who is in need of Meals on Wheels?
Absolutely. Please do call Meals on Wheels. Our number is 451-7011. We're a non-government, non-profit organization. We exist to feed people who are hungry. Looking for more clients doesn't mean we're looking for money. We actually lose $2 on every meal we deliver in Sheboygan County, which is why we have to have Love Bowls to make money to offset that loss.
Well, and I think that's kind of a misconception, is people think that Meals on Wheels is a government program, is
no,
a government.
No,
and no, it's
absolutely
not.
Absolutely not. Nope. No, so, we're very independent and very nonprofit. We've been around since 1970. We have a unique, very, very strong board of directors, over 1,100 volunteers delivering meals, another 200 to 300 volunteers helping grow produce and other foods for our program. We have a lot of support in the community. We've been very, very grateful.
And of course, you're always looking for volunteers. So how would people go about doing that if they want, you know, if they want to drop off meals, if they want to make meals?
Absolutely. If you'd like to be involved in the Meals on Wheels program as a volunteer, call the same number, 451-7011, and ask to speak with Susan Mooney, our volunteer coordinator.
All right. So now what time do we show up at South High again this year?
You show up at 10 o'clock, please not at 9:30. At 10 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, we'll open the doors and you'll stay there till 3 eating soup if you want, or you'll just have a couple bowls and hit the road. But it'll be a fun day. A lot of great music as well.
Well, I mean, you can do 5 hours of eating soup, quite definitely. You have time to relax in between courses. And
technically, I guess it's possible.
Well, I mean, I did it last year.
I actually have seen my husband do it.
It's just constant, you know, the whole...
And it's, besides the soup, there are other things as well. You know, there's cookies and cheese and breads and soda and coffee and all that sort of thing, which is included in your purchase price to get in.
Well, I mean, $20, you get to eat soup all day. It's going to be warm, and you do actually have some very nice entertainment coming in. Who's all up there this year?
We have Roses and Thorns. We have Sheboygan Light Rail. We have Gumbo. They usually play in Chicago. We have Neapolitan, which is a new young group. It should be great. A lot of talent.
I was going to say, can you hold Meals on Wheels without having Gumbo play? I mean, that would just, or can you hold Love Bowls without Gumbo?
It would be sad.
It would be sad. I mean, it would just, it wouldn't work out.
No, it would be sad. And it's just, it's fun to see how people come back to hear some of these bands over and over again. And every year we have somebody new joining us as well. So it's just neat.
All right. And one question before I let you go. There is at least one beer cheese soup on the
There is at on least one beer cheese soup on the roster. And as always, the big question that everybody asks me every year is, will there be corn sausage chowder from Black Wolf Run? Yes, there will be corn sausage chowder.
Ooh, yes. Corn sausage. Okay, so
there's also a great mulligatawny coming from Duke of Devon.
No. Oh, all right. What's your favorite soup that goes up every year? Do you have a favorite?
Well, generally, I don't get to eat the soups. I'm usually running around, but this year, you know, and last year, I had the opportunity to eat the Meals on Wheels soups. My favorite soup so far is the Meals on Wheels German soup that we'll have. It's got potatoes and bacon and kielbasa and apples. It sort of just tastes like I don't know, German potato salad and applesauce and I don't know what all mixed together. It's wonderful.
All right, so keep my eyes open for the German soup is what you're saying.
Yep, the Meals on Wheels German soup.
It's just
excellent.
Called the German...
It has a fancier name, and I'm gonna get hollered at for not knowing it, but we really do have extraordinary people working in our kitchen, and the stuff they produce is awesome.
Just have somebody stand next to the cauldron with an accordion. And that, you know.
Hey, I like accordions.
So do I. Nothing wrong with, you know, maybe get one of those alpenhorns and just...
Wow, those are nice things. And we actually have had accordions at Meals on Wheels in past. We've had bagpipes, we've had drumline, we've had all kinds of things. You never know what you're going to see.
Accordions work for me. All right, so that's South High this Sunday. Starts at 10 a.m. Everybody needs to show up, eat soup. The weather, it doesn't matter. It's good soup weather.
It's perfect soup weather always.
All right. Now, thank you very much for dropping by. And if you want to find out more, we do have an event page up in the 1065thebuzz.com for Love Bowls. And if you keep bringing back soup, I'll keep letting you pick out songs. All right?
Nice. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll see you this time next year.
Thank you.
All right. There we go. So Love Bowls once again this Sunday. Find out more. 1065thebuzz.com. Nonstop rock, Pearl Jam, Sirens on the Buzz.